This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Government extends term of investigation commission formed to probe damages incurred during Gen Z movement. National Assembly unanimously passes tourism bill, approves government's decision to withdraw social media bill. 3,000 households can access to electricity after the operation of the Girikhola hydropower project in Tatapani rural municipality in Jumla. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to meet President Trump in US to discuss Iran issues. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to extend the tenure of the investigation commission formed to probe the physical and human losses incurred during the Gen Z movement held on the 8th and 9th of September. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arya, the decision to extend the commission's term by 25 days was made at today's cabinet meeting. The cabinet meeting held on the 21st of September 2025 had formed the investigation commission under the coordination of former Justice Gauri Bahadur Karki to conduct a factual investigation into the physical and human damage caused during the demonstrations and to submit a report. The meeting also approved the National Economic Census 2082 order for the collection of statistical data. Additionally, Minister Arial said the cabinet has decided to submit the annual report of the Government of Nepal for the fiscal year 2024-25 to President Ramchandra Paudel. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the Tourism Bill 2081 Bikram Samvat. During the meeting, Tourism Minister Anil Kumar Sinha said that the bill was introduced with an objective of diversifying and promoting Nepal's tourism sector. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has unanimously approved the government's decision to withdraw social media bill. In today's meeting of the Assembly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha, on behalf of the Prime Minister and Minister of Communications and Information Technology Sushila Karki presented a proposal to withdraw the social media bill. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology on the 3rd of February had decided to withdraw the bill and requested the Parliament for it. Chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, had earlier presented the committee report on the bill in the National Assembly meeting. Around 3,000 households have gained access to electricity after the operation of the Girikhola hydropower project located in ward number 4 of Tatapani rural municipality in Jumla. Households in Tatapani that were previously forced to spend nights in darkness now have access to electricity 24 hours a day. With the 214 kilowatt Girikhola hydropower project coming into operation, the villages of Tatapani have been practically eliminated. Until 5 or 6 years ago, residents of Jumla affected by electricity shortages and load shedding used to organize candlelight rallies. Although electricity supply was initially limited to Tatapani rural municipality, over the past year it has also been extended to villages in wards 8, 9 and 10 of Chandannath Municipality. A total of 12.25 million ballot papers have been printed so far for the first-past-the-post FPTV category of the House of Representatives at elections scheduled for the 5th of March. The printed ballot papers are for 100 electoral constituencies of 44 districts, according to the Election Commission. As Election Commission Assistant Spokesperson Kulbahadur GC said, the printed ballot papers have already been packed and packed boxes number 10,759. The printing is continuous since the morning of the 30th of January. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maida Toru paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav at the latter's office at Lainchor on Monday. According to the office of the Vice President, during the meeting they exchanged greetings and discussed a wide range of issues ranging from further strengthening bilateral relations to promoting economic cooperation, culture and tourism and people-to-people level between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन। नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Two persons died in a motorcycle accident occurred in Dang district on Monday morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Dang, Resham Bohra, said the deceased have been identified as 28-year-old motorcyclist Kyanendra Burathoki of Triveni Rural Municipality 7 in Rolpa district and a 39-year-old pillion rider Kamal Oli of Tulasipur Sub-Metropolis 17. The accident occurred when a motorcycle travelling from Khorahi to Tulasipur fell into a ditch near an under-construction bridge over the Sewer Rivulet. Both riders were taken to Rapti Institute of Health Sciences in Khorahi, where doctors declared them dead. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Death toll from the collapse of residential buildings in Lebanese city of Tripoli rose to 15 after search and rescue operations ended, Lebanon's national news agency said on Monday, citing the civil defense chief. The Reuters news agency cited Civil Defense Director General Imad Kharis as saying rescue teams rescued 8 people from the rubble of the collapsed buildings in the northern city's Bab al-Tabane neighborhood. Officials said on Sunday that 2 adjoining buildings had collapsed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will head to the United States to meet Donald Trump as the U.S. president confirmed plans to hold follow-on discussions with Iran after the weekend talks in Oman between the two foes. Al Jazeera cited the Israeli Prime Minister's office on Monday as saying the talks will address the U.S. ongoing negotiations with Iran, as Netanyahu believes Tehran should be pushed for limitations on ballistic missiles and ending its support for regional groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah. The planned meeting will be the 7th between Trump and Netanyahu since the U.S. president returned to office last year. Analysts say Netanyahu will likely urge Trump to push Tehran on his ballistic missile program, seen as a red line by Tehran. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy over the Tarai region and the valleys, generally cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi-Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as Sutrapashcham and Karnali provinces, partly cloudy in the remaining hilly areas and mainly fair in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi-Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government extends term of investigation commission formed to prove damages incurred during Gen Z movement. National Assembly unanimously passes tourism bill, approves government's decision to withdraw social media bill. 3,000 households can access to electricity after the operation of the Girikola hydropower project in Tatapani Rural Municipality in Jumla. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to meet President Trump in US to discuss Iran issues. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.